Mark Levin, Trump isn't provoking a damn thing with Iran. By Joshua Kaplan on June 21, 2019. Appearing Thursday on the Fox News Channel's Hannity. Nationally syndicated radio broadcaster Mark Levin vigorously defended President Donald Trump against accusations his administration is provoking a military conflict with Iran. A partial transcript is as follows. Mark Levin, we're starting to get propaganda. It sounds like Iranian propaganda coming from the mouths of Americans, Americans who should know better. They ask you, can you point to one example where Iran committed a terrorist act? I can point to many, but let me start with 1984. Beirut, Lebanon, Hezbollah, which is the terror militia wing of Iran, blew up our marine barracks. Two truck bombs killed over 250 Americans, most of whom were Marines. That was Iran. Iran was behind that. Stop apologizing for Iran. What I hear tonight, and what I'm hearing throughout the day, is a bunch of people who are embracing Jimmy Carter's foreign policy of appeasement, of distraction, of excuses, of spin. You can embrace Jimmy Carter's foreign policy, a wild failure. Or you can embrace Ronald Reagan's foreign policy, a wild success. I'm also hearing, maybe it's coming from Iran, China, Russia, or North Korea, a clear campaign against John Bolton. John Bolton hasn't done anything. He is a national security advisor and advises the President of the United States. I'm sure China and Russia and North Korea and Iran love it when they hear hosts and others trashing John Bolton, part of a massive propaganda effort. The President of the United States is a strong leader. He will listen to advice from many people. He will make the decision. These attacks on Bolton, including leaks coming out of the White House, are a disgrace, absolute disgrace. Sean Hannity, it's not about that, Mark, you and I have discussed this at length. You were chief of staff for a great attorney general. He worked in Reagan administration, a man by the name of Ed Meese. The point here that I'm making is, peace through strength is our only option. But you and I have both watched now wars started, then politicized, and then we say never mind. I'd personally like to see the next generation of sophisticated technology and weaponry where we don't have to send kids there to fight and to do what's necessary from here. In fact, we never provoke anything. You know why we went into Afghanistan? Because that's where 9/11 was hatched. That's where we were attacked. And don't tell me Iraq is the reason not to deal with Iran. One has nothing to do with the other. And the world's always going to be evil. Sometimes there will be war, sometimes there won't. Sometimes there will be military action, sometimes there won't. The word here to keep in mind is prudence, not ideology from the code pink Republicans and the hard left who sound alike. Not the radical interventionists, prudence.